Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Humans are creatures of habit. Question is, are you holding fast to what God did and resisting what God's doing? In order to transition from one level of glory to the next, you must be willing to leave your comfort zone and pursue the way of the Spirit. The path will always lead through a wilderness where God sends new life. In the wilderness. Joshua chapter 5, verse 12. We'll see examples of this in the scripture. Joshua 5, verse number 12. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. When Israel crossed the Jordan, the first city or challenge they faced was Jericho. And Jericho was a fortified city, but there were many homes in the Jericho region. I've been there before, one time, and actually they have a mound. You go up these stairs onto, and then you look down, and they dug, and you see the wall still intact. A lot of the wall is still, because the wall was pushed down.
Yes.
To my understanding, pushed down, but it's still a display like that. But in Jericho, they didn't just have the city of Jericho. They had houses and land and stuff outside the walls. So when Israel came across the Jordan, when they crossed, all the people in the countryside left. And they went into Jericho. It was shut up. So when Israel came in, remember God gave them a promise. I'm going to give you land. I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. I'm going to give you flocks, herds. I'm going to give you all this stuff that you had nothing to do with. So when they crossed the Jordan, the people fled into Jericho and left houses and left all that. Now, at that same time, the manna, God caused the manna to cease. So there was a shift in seasons. Now they would eat of the corn of the land, the old corn of the land. Now everything shifted. Rather than just manna coming every day. See, manna came whether the people were obedient, whether they complained, and they did. No matter what they did, the manna fell every morning. So, see, that tell somebody that season's over. God's not going to deal with you like a diaper baby anymore. Hello? He's not. There's some things that God says, okay, that day is over with now. I need you to stop all your complaining. Stop all your fussing. Stop all your wavering. Stop all your acting like a little baby. That day is over because the manna has ceased. In this season, the manna has ceased. And God says, I give you another resource, another source. It's me giving it to you. But now you have to go in, and now it's going to be through conquering. Manna came whether you liked it or not, whether you were obedient or not, whether you thought about it or not. It just fell every day. You just had to go out and collect it at a certain time. But now God says everything in front of you is going to be through conquest. In other words, there's something you got to do. You got to engage yourself. I'm giving you the houses. I'm giving you the land. But there's a Jericho up here that you're going to have to go up to. And you're going to have to get on one accord. You're going to have to get on a certain frequency. You're going to have a thankful mind. You have to have that praise in your mouth. You can't be complaining now, or you're going to become a casualty.
Now you got to get this thing right. Now you got to align yourself. Now this thing's going to be done through battles, through wars, through conquering, through subduing, through pulling down. I brought you through the wilderness to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart. Now I give you power to get wealth. In the wilderness, you have to discard all the wavering. In the wilderness, you got to learn. You have to have learned God is for me. When what nothing out there. All these years, God protected me. Do you understand? Their shoes didn't wax old. Their clothes didn't get old. Heat like that will dry stuff up and make it brittle. Their feet didn't swell. There was no scurvy. There was no disease unless they was acting up. God allowed serpents. And even with that, he had Moses build a cross and put a serpent on there. Said, anybody that looks at it will be healed. And folk had the audacity not to want to look. That's why Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. If you look on him, you'll be saved. That was the wilderness. It was supposed to have taught you something. It was supposed to have put something in you. But that first generation that went into the wilderness, their hearts were still in Egypt. Comfort. We remember the leeks and the garlics. They forgot all the oppression, all the stripes, making bricks without straw. See, sometimes you forget what the world was like. All you hear is the bling bling and the sound. It strikes a chord in you, which it used to back in the day. Now, you was a devil back in the day. All them nights they had to drag you in with your drunk self. Huh? Mind all messed up, didn't know where you was at, cussing folk out, fighting all the time. Child, I remember the day. Yeah, that was the day. You remember the day because what you're going through right now seems to be challenging. And it's challenging because you're carnal. So your carnal flesh wants the leeks and the garlics again. You refuse to transition from the, what is it, the rotary phone to the cell phone, the iPhone. You still on rotary. Huh? No, you can't bring rotary. You better learn how to use it. Holding fast to what God did while resisting what God is doing. Joshua said the manna ceased. Exodus 16:35. Just about the manna has ceased. Now I'm going to have to initiate some things. Not in the flesh, but as the Spirit of God leads me. He'll tell me what to do. Just about you can't be shy now. Do what God says. Say what God says. You're not looking to be popular. You're not looking for platform. You're looking for presence. Follow the presence. There may be a bit of persecution with it from time to time, but hey, listen, be not afraid of their faces. Ezekiel was told, listen, you live among briars and thorns, huh? And scorpions. Sometimes you're among that. You're among people that are hateful, that'll talk about you, that will undermine you, that will do wrong by you. But the Lord said, don't worry about that. I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Don't worry about them. Just get used to their ugly faces. Get used to their harsh words. Get used to them acting up. Get hardened to that. Have a hard skin but a soft heart. Amen. Have a soft heart but don't get weak. Because you're going to be among them. And after a while, when you realize that the words don't influence you no more, you're not threatened by what they do or what they don't do. Them demons that be working through them. Hello? How many know sometimes demons work through people? Demons work through saved people. Can I get a real witness here? That way your heart got to really be right with God. Because the devil will use saved folk.
Somebody looking at me like he used you.
Sometimes, no, seriously, I don't mean this facetiously, but sometimes, due to trauma, due to different things, sometimes a person through a long illness can pick up a bad spirit. And not just an illness, due to just trauma or something. That's why you got to guard your heart. That's why you got to keep a praise on your lips, because you can go through some stuff, and before you know it, you done picked up something. Sometimes people have, I call it a little man syndrome. And this is nothing against short people. maybe I need to rephrase that, you know. But that's what we call a little man, you know, because a little guy, to survive, has to do more. He has to prove himself all the time. And sometimes they're the most angry ones. Not all the time. In a group, they may be the toughest, but they're the most angry. They'll do you harm. Can I use that phrase? This is not against a little person syndrome. They older than you, but they always been talked about. They always been criticized, so they develop something. And sometimes in their developing, sometimes they let in the enemy. Amen. And now when you hear them talk, it's like, oh, you got to guard yourself. What are you talking about? He don't even know me that well. But you recognize. How many know what I'm talking about here? Be discerning. We ain't judging. If that person is saved or not saved, pray for them. Amen. Learn how to maneuver, because you are among scorpions, briars, thorns. How many know thorns will stick you? Yes. I got a bunch of plants out on one side of my house, and I inadvertently planted something that got thorns on.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.